Coach Montgomery.
Really tough football game for us to lose in the manner in which we lost it in. If you look at the scoreboard, 42-20, makes it sound like that our defense didn't play well. I'll start with our defense. Thought our defense played really well at times throughout the game. We gave up some big plays. We played well enough, in my opinion, to win on defense. We forced them into punting the ball 10 times in that game. They were 4-14 on third down conversions. You know, all the things that we wanted to get accomplished and having them running less plays than we ran, us more time of possession. I think it just came down to just a complete offensive inefficiency in some different situations. We were 9 of 21 on third down offensively, which means we had to make up for some non-first down plays. Thought we were really, really poor on first down offensively. I thought that Holton came in at the end of the game, gave us a tremendous boost. That's something that will not go unnoticed. And special teams-wise, I thought we played at least equal to our opponent. I think we got some major, major challenges offensively that we need to address. Some of them were addressed in the latter part of the game. We got to have some guys make plays. I thought that throughout the game, offensively, when we had a chance to make plays early in the game, we dropped balls. Second portion of the game, we had guys open, and our protection broke down. In the latter part of the game, when we had guys open, we missed throws. The only time we didn't miss throws was the last two or three drives of the game, which is the only positive offensively, I think, that we had throughout the night. So a tough loss. But like I said, the 42 points to show it on the board, one was a sack fumble score. And I thought our defense gave us a chance. We outgained them offensively to what they had on offense. They had 71 snaps. We had 94 snaps. You know, their average per play, we had a number that we wanted to keep it under, and we kept it under that. We just didn't make plays offensively, if you have to ask me tonight.
Coach, second straight week, you fell behind 14-0 early. Just how much did that kind of disrupt things again on your side?
Well, I spoke about it early in the week. It was important for us to start fast. And I was most disappointed in early part of the game is that we did have a script that we had ran a couple of times to get ready and get a good start to this game, which is what a lot of people do. We've done it before, but we spent even more time on it. And even though we had that script against everything that we could possibly see, we still had mental errors. So that means somewhere in there, I didn't do a good enough job of coaching every single position out there through every single one of those plays because we still had mental errors in the script that was already pre-planned. And that's why we got down 14-0. It wasn't even the stagnant part of the offense. I thought there were some good plays and some good things that we had in the first two, three and outs. It's just that we had guys doing things that they were not supposed to be doing. And that is my fault. That's not their fault. We can definitely do a better job at that. But it is the truth. We got behind. Didn't necessarily change any of our plays. I thought we did a good job at certain times offensively of attacking the middle of the field, which we had to do better. We were unfortunate on one interception where the ball was tipped up and the guy caught it for a check down, which we had some rhythm in our offense going there. That really made us stagnant. But all in all, you got four turnovers. No turnovers. You lose by 22 points, and that's the tell of the tape.
Coach, they got out to a quick 14-0 lead. It seemed like their offense was at a severely high pace. Was that something that kind of caught you guys off guard? It seemed like they were just coming to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, we weren't off pace. You know, it didn't catch us off pace at all. We knew that that was coming. We practiced it. I put together an offense for our defense where I was calling it for our defense during the week, and it was right. You know, we had our tempo right. I just thought that it wasn't the speed in which they were playing at. I think it was the speed of the people that they had that they were playing at. You know, it was, you know, when we were coming at them with a scout team, we were rallying to the ball. They were, you know, the quarterback made it very difficult. He's slick. He made so many little quick moves off of us. We've gotten faster. As soon as we slowed them down a little bit there, we got a good feel for what they were doing, and we slowed them down. But I think it was the bigger part of this game was there was a lot of speed that they had that showed up in places where, you know, we've definitely gotten faster. We were there on some of those pass interference calls where we haven't been there before. We were able to run them down on the sideline a couple of times where we haven't been able to do that in the past. But I think it was just the speed in which they, some of the players that they had versus their tempo that got us early. Once we adjusted to their team speed, then we did a lot better.
The last two offensive drives, did they mean anything against second team defense confidence-wise, finally scoring a touchdown first time in 10 quarters? Did those last two drives?
I think so. I think it's really important to understand a lot of things. Scoring touchdowns, you know, are directly connected to the people that are in the game, in my opinion. You got to have playmakers to score touchdowns. If you look at their drives and who's scoring touchdowns, who's moving the ball, it's very important that you pay attention to that. Doesn't matter if, you know, we had some second-teamers in there, too, during that time. I think it's very important to pay attention to who's in the game when touchdowns have been scored. And there's been some big drives and some big gains when certain people are in the game. So, you know, that's something that we got to look at.
That was Holton's best that he's looked throwing the ball. So, obviously, some confidence that he gained throwing the ball in those last two drives.
I just thought we brought the offense a little bit more to him. You know, everything wasn't down the sideline. I thought some of the stuff over the middle, some of the checkdowns, you know, throughout the whole week, we brought it a little bit more to him. The first drive, he got in there. He got his confidence off just a little bit, and I wanted to stay with him. And I thought he did a good job bouncing back. But he'll get better. Thing I like about him is the things that we talk about on the sideline and that are on the field, they quickly get fixed. It's simple for me. If we ask you to do something in one drive and the next drive it happens and it shows up and you fix it, that means that you're very competent at the position. And for a young guy, I thought he did a good job of that.
What more does Ehlers have to do to get more playing time?
Well, after tonight, not very much more. Not very much more.
Coach, there was a stretch in the third quarter. Defense kind of stopped him three or four times, and it seemed like Houston's defensive line just, you know, kept getting back there. How frustrating was that stretch?
Well, one guy really gave us a hard problem tonight. I mean, we double-teamed him. We tripled him. You know, it's frustrating because he was a dominant player. We knew that he was a dominant player, and we couldn't get him stopped, and we prepared to get him stopped. And what he did was he caused so much stress on the run game, even trying to get it to the boundary. He's moving so quickly outside of our techniques, even when we were trying to get it to the boundaries on each side, so we couldn't run it horizontal, and then trying to run it vertical. He was hitting our nose and he was hitting our guards and turning to the side and splitting double teams. He caused us problems all night. I mean, you see it on tape. And we ran a lot of different schemes at him. And he just, I mean, he dominated the game, to be quite honest. And then when you have two and three in him, now you're giving guys one-on-ones with quick edges and everything else. I mean, they got a great football player. He's a weapon. He scores points. He scored points, a lot of points for them tonight. It made it really, really tough and difficult because on some of those plays that you're talking about, I know you guys could see it, we had people open, wide open down the field. Reed couldn't step into one or two of them. And then in the other one, they were flushing us out so quick. And as you notice, there were no lanes to scramble, you know, toward the line of scrimmage. Everything was happening away from the center of the field, and it's because of number 10. Oh, it's not. No, we'll determine that later. I think, you know, it's time that we have to really not look at opening it up, but look at production and what's going on in football games. And, you know, we've got to have a boost right now offensively. Offensively, I'm not satisfied, you know, whatsoever with what we're doing schematically. I think we've gave him an opportunity schematically to be better than he has been, speaking of Holton. I also think that, you know, there's got to be some accountability player-wise. You know, we can't drop balls. We can't, you know, run the wrong route. You can't do those type of things. This is major college football. This isn't Pee Wee football where, you know, everything's okay, we tap you on the back and come back. But that goes all to me. I got to make sure every single position out there, offensively and defensively, does not have a mental error. That's what we pride ourselves on here, discipline. I thought that was problematic. I also thought that one part in the game, when we had a chance to get a little bit of a momentum shift in the second quarter of the game, it was just a rough officiated game. You know, it was kind of all over the place. We lost a little bit of juice, lost a little bit of energy. I disagree with some of the things. That's part of it. I'm not saying that they're incorrect or correct. I just disagree with a lot of the things that were in there. We were out there a couple of times. We showed formations where you like the tempo of the game to be going, and I just felt like that affected us a little bit. But I did think in the latter part of the game with Holton, he gave us at least a little bit of a boost of energy there.
Another strong game by Nate Harvey. Talk about that.
I mean, he shows up every week. It's hard for them to double team Nate because Futrell is on the other side, and he's doing his job as well. I think he ended up with another sack, a tackle for loss, and what's happening is now they're having to make decisions with running backs on who to chip. And if you don't chip one of them, then the other one is showing up. But Nate is—he's playing, definitely playing at a high level. I think his leadership is helping our defense. I think we need a player like that offensively to show up. That's not a skill position. It's got to happen in the offensive front at the quarterback position. The guys that are right there, you know, in the box, as we say. And that's got to happen. I think that we did see a lot of growth out of a couple of our players today. He had all week. He was battling a little bit, but he practiced on Friday with a deep heel bruise. He got out today in pre-practice and ran on it a couple of times, and then couldn't play today. So that was what was going on. Him was unfortunate because when you practice throughout the week, or we think that you're going to be there, it then puts the stress on a lot of other people. I will say that I was impressed with, you know, Mydrian Vines, Terrell Green. They did something in the game that they hadn't did all week because of two people having to move positions when a guy got hurt. And I think they came in and they at least answered the bell there.
Coach,